Welcome to the Honorary Board Members Podcast. We are four friends navigating through life as Black women in their 20-somethings. We will discuss everyday struggles, relationships, current events, and more adulting stuff. This is a bi-weekly podcast for us, by us. We hope this becomes a place where we can give advice and inspire others in our community. So now I'm going to let you guys meet the honorary board members.
What up, world? It's Raven, a.k.a. Ray. I'm 26 years young, from Beaumont, Texas, born and raised. Currently in Houston, saving lives. I am a registered nurse specializing in neonatal critical care.
All right, sis.
Love my NICU babies. Let's see. So my Instagram, you can find me at Ray Lanae. That's two E's, underscore L-A-N-A-E. And I'm also a proud Prairie View A&M and A&M University grad.
All right. You know. And I am Ebony. You can call me Ebo. You can find me on Instagram at underscore Ebony Deshay. I am 27 years old. I'm from Big Money, Texas. Me and Raven, we both from Beaumont.
Well, nice stand up.
And I am a STEM elementary teacher in Houston, Texas. And I graduated from the Texas A&M University. Woo-hoo!
Hello, I'm Keo. I'm 26 years old. I'm a registered nurse. No specialty. I take care of 17-year-olds to 103-year-olds.
You better take care of them, sis.
I'm saving lives. Don't sleep on me.
Okay.
I'm from Spring, Texas. Also Fifth Ward, if you know me. My Instagram is underscore K-E-O-O-O. Follow me.
Hey, y'all. It's Megan, or you can call me Mago now that we're all friends on the honorary board. I'm 26 years old. I'm a high school college advisor, and I'm from Houston, Texas. That north side, though.
Oh, nice. North.
Welcome.
All right, y'all. Let's get into how the idea of the honorary board members came about and how did all four of us get here as friends. Goodness. Like, what's really good?
All right, y'all. I'm going to give y'all the little spiel on how we came up with our unique podcast named the Honorary Board Members. So for about a year now, I feel like we've been consistently using our Bible app every week. Yes. We may miss some days, but it's been every week.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
In Jesus' name.
So this was back in April. We all take turns picking a Bible plan. We all take turns picking a plan. And this particular week, it was Ebony's turn. I looked at it, yes. It was your turn.
Okay.
It's your turn again.
Backtrack.
Okay.
And she picked Dating in the Modern Age. And this is Navigating Life and Love in the Modern Age. And it's a 7-day devotional by Ben Stewart. So it's a 7-day. Each day it talked about different perspectives about dating. So day 7, let's see, what did it talk about? So day 7, the principle was to be patient and allow people you trust into your dating conversation.
Let's talk about it.
Well,
so if you've ever used the Bible app, you know it has a devotional first, and then you go through, it gives you the scriptures, and then you have your discussion. So in the discussion, the part that stuck out to me, I said, was allow people you trust into your dating conversation. So in the comments, I wrote, y'all and my granny are my honorary board members. And when I said it, I kind of meant, like, you know how when you're at work and then, like, the top people will say, some going crazy, and then they call a board meeting, and everybody get together.
Right, right.
And they figure out what's up, and then they find a solution. That's kind of where I was coming from, but I meant that in our group chat.
Right, right.
And then we just stuck with it.
Yeah, man, because I just felt like some of our friends, they was holding out. They wasn't telling us nothing. Whoa. So when she said that, I'm like, yes, sis. Whoa. If I could be an honorary board member, I could be their honorary board member. So that's some shade. Y'all need some umbrellas over there.
But I have learned in this year about being more transparent. So that's what HBM is for.
Yes, transparency. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that too, because I know I used to feel some type of way. Like, come on, man. I tell y'all, if I stub my toe, if I hit the wall, y'all can't tell me like y'all life.
No, I feel like literally now, every little thing, we hop in a group message.
Yeah. Look at us now.
Yeah, look. This podcast came from a Bible app.
We're still working, though.
we are works in progress, but look at us now, okay? And if you don't know about the Bible app, now you know. Go find you a devotional.
And that devotional is fire.
Right. You need to go read it. And it's February, so they do the February 21-day challenge, do it with some friends. So check that out. But now we are going to get into how did we all meet each other. Ooh, this had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go first. Yeah. I guess I met Ebony first. So it's been almost a decade now, maybe 9 years or 10. We were in the same history class. Damn. We would sit.
Pause. Don't forget the Regents Banquet, sis.
Oh, okay, okay. We were both first-generation college students, okay.
All right, first-gen, going to college.
So we were in a scholarship banquet together. We sat right next to each other. I think this was before the semester started, right? And then we ended up having a few classes together with Regents. So we took a history class together. We would sit by each other, talk a little bit. I'll tell her a little something. But then as soon as we stepped out the door of the class, I did not know Ebony.
Y'all was class friends.
You was class friends. But like in class, we were like best friends.
No, like we was talking.
We was about our exes.
They was being fake.
I think one day she asked me, do you need a roommate? And I was like, oh. Wow, those sisters. But then I don't know. One day it just clicked.
Yeah, we did. We just kind of clicked and we just made it work. Yeah. She knew what was up.
And I don't think we've left each other's side since then.
She can't leave me, y'all.
And so then, being Ebony's friend, I met Raven.
So if y'all don't know, Ebony is the glue. She is what brought us all
together. Okay.
You did.
Let me tell you something. I've been knowing Raven since high school. Okay. And
let's get into it.
Because we really both from Beaumont. We went to high school together, and let's be real.
She wasn't a fan.
We did not see each other. Okay. We did not see each other. But look at this greatness. We are great friends.
Look at us.
Like, I wouldn't trade, like, everybody else.
I feel like we just get each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To love me.
That's true. Raven is one of those friends where she goes with the flow. She's just kind of, she's here for you, whatever you need. And she's not, you don't have to do much to please her.
Really,
and she
don't.
Doesn't have nope. to do much needy. To please. She's not needy. She's not needy. She's what you need. Y'all.
That's another episode. Like,
yeah, no for game. Another time.
You're right.
All right, and sis, you got something else you want to say?
Well, I met y'all through Ebony when I kept coming to College Station every weekend.
Raven is how we linked up. Honorary Aggie.
Honorary Aggie.
Oh, yeah. She used to drive down from PV to A&M to hang with us.
That's real.
Almost every
real.
Mm-hmm. After my A&P class.
Mm-hmm. Turning up.
So for those of you who don't know, Ebony, Keo, and myself, we all went to Texas A&M University together. Ooh. And at A&M, it's a very small Black community, so all the Black people know of the Black people. So Ebony and Keo was a part of one friend group. I was a part of another friend group at the time. But we decided to bring our friend groups together to throw a party, or as we at A&M call it, a ring dunk. Okay. Shout out to the best of both worlds. It's cool. So through planning this ring dunk, that's how I got to know Ebony and Keo. And the friendship just grew naturally from there. Like, Ebony took me in. She was the nice one of their group. But we ain't gonna throw no shade. And we just got to know each other. And then from knowing Ebony, I got to know Keo and the rest of their friends, and it just blossomed into a beautiful friendship. And I met Raven, y'all. Oh, senior year of college, spring break, we rented a minivan and went to Panama City Beach.
First of all, let's talk about how the minivan windows in the back went down.
I love minivans. We had a decked out minivan, balling. Dog.
I was so sick on the way home.
And like, since that one spring break trip, dog, it's been a wrap ever since. Yeah. It's been great.
Okay, but like, yeah. But what was the highlight of this spring?
Oh my god.
Like, I need that. Okay.
I'm shy.
Act acrobatics.
So many highlights. So many highlights.
Oh, that was a great trip.
But y'all, Raven and Megan, they really like mesh well together. Like two peas in a pod. They will sit in the corner and just, you know, yes, they will drink you down to the ground. And you'll look at them like, what happened? And they like, wait, that's why we friends. That's why we friends.
We got that yin yang vibe going. Yeah, it's
great.
It's great.
Let's go ahead.
Yeah. So, anything else you guys want to share? Anything else you want to say about somebody else on the podcast? Or,
yeah, this is just a great group of friends who love and support each other. And we're trying to help each other get through life. Yeah. And hopefully through this platform, through the honorary board, we can help you and your friends get through life too.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we're here.
I'm just happy we finally doing this.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming. And we finally doing
now
it.
Now we so. About it. So okay. If you talking about something, go and be about it.
I'll do it.
All right. All right, y'all. So we have wrapped up. We will see y'all for our next official episode. Yes.
Episode
if
one.
You have any questions, if you want us to read anything and give you guys any advice, you can email us at thehonoraryboard@gmail.com. thehonoraryboard@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at _HBM podcast. Please follow us. Engage with us, talk with us. We are now a community, a family. Y'all can now be a part of the honorary board.
Yes, we want to get to know you guys.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, see y'all next time.
It's a wrap.